While the coronavirus lockdowns are not popular with so many people, in New Mexico, the governor there apparently closing grocery stores for 2 weeks in some places. 2 weeks the grocery stores are closed. That'll go over big. In Michigan, Governor Whitmer asking for $100 million and issued a three-week pause. Now, you can say it came from the health department, but it comes from the governor's office. Make no mistake. Joining me now to talk more about it from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, with Rich Studley, the president and chief executive officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, good to have you back here. $100 million the governor wants and a three-week pause while restaurants and bars are going out of business permanently. Where do we begin?
Good morning, Steve. The governor's request for another $100 million in additional spending just 2 months into the current fiscal year, frankly, doesn't add up. Governor Whitmer's latest stay-at-home business closing order is doing irreparable harm to Michigan's working families and our state's economic health, and now she wants $100 million or more in additional state spending. Ironically, the most helpful thing we can do for working families and job providers doesn't cost a dollar. What we're urging state lawmakers to do, what we would urge your listeners to call their state representative and state senator and say, first, let's make sure that on Tuesday, December 8th, the governor's current three-week pause expires. Getting working families back on the job, reopening businesses safely, is the single most important thing state government can do.
250,000 restaurant employees out of work this week, Rich. 250,000, maybe more, but that's the conservative estimate. As many as 6,000 restaurants across Michigan, 6,000 more, I should say, could close, according to the Restaurant Association, which means those 250,000 people, a lot of them could become permanently unemployed from the businesses they had worked for. I mean, there's no good news here. And you look around, schools are open in Europe. Things may be closed here, but schools are open. Around this country, in certain states, schools are open. Wouldn't that be one step we could take forward to do the right thing?
Other states, other countries are doing a better job than Governor Whitmer in managing our way through the COVID-19 surge. COVID-19 is serious. We urge people when they're outside and when they're shopping or when they're with others to wear a mask, to wash their hands, to engage in social distancing. Those are all good things. But we're at the point now where these endless stay-at-home orders and government shutdowns are doing far more harm than good. It simply has to stop. There is good news. Tomorrow in Lansing, the State House and the Michigan Senate are back in session. Our state constitution is absolutely clear. Only lawmakers can approve additional funding. So there's no need to give the governor a blank check. We're urging state lawmakers to ask the governor first this simple question. Will your so-called three-week pause expire on December 8th at 11:59? Yes or no? And voters deserve to know now. Unemployed Michiganders deserve to know now. Business people whose companies have been closed arbitrarily, not just restaurants, but movie theaters, bowling centers, and others. If Michigan doesn't reopen on December 8th, hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of businesses will be permanently closed. This must stop. It has to stop now. The legislature can stop this.
$1 billion short on the budget. Today, looking forward, that's what the number is, at least $1 billion short on the budget. We've talked about it on this program that there are going to have to be cuts to state agencies, including the state police and corrections and elsewhere. And the governor's office and others pushed back on us here at this program for suggesting such a thing. But, you know, without federal support, it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. There will have to be massive cuts to state programs, including corrections and state police and other things that people seem to like because of all of these shutdowns. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Next year, it's projected that the state of Michigan may face a deficit of up to $1 billion. The current state budget started just on October 1st. The governor proposed a budget. The legislature acted. It's time to move forward. It's time to reopen Michigan. It's time to unlock Michigan's job providers. It's time to unlock the power of our working families. We have surveyed our members. We're very member-driven and policy-focused at the Michigan Chamber. Throughout this year, when we've asked the question, what is the single most important thing Michigan can do? What is the single most important thing state government can do? We get one answer overwhelmingly. Allow us to reopen safely. Enough is enough. The lawmakers have to stand up and insist that we allow Michigan's working families to get back on the job, to reopen businesses, to work together to move our state forward.
And what about those companies that never come back? What about the ones that are already gone because they couldn't survive the first lockdown, or a week into the second one here, they just can't make it? What becomes of those folks?
We're hopeful that if we can stop this endless cycle of stay-at-home orders and business closings, that many of those businesses will eventually be able to reopen. The entrepreneurial spirit here in Michigan stays strong. We will work with chamber members to reopen those businesses. The challenge is the governor doesn't seem to understand the first rule of holes. When you find yourself in a hole, you have to stop digging. And that's the key this week, to not dig the hole any deeper for unemployed workers or businesses that have closed.
Stop the pause. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, this has been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with our good friend Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you for being here as always. We hope that they reopen because we all would like to see us move in the right direction. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. Rich Studley there. Talking common sense. I mean, these companies will close. They'll never be back. And the restaurant industry is the second largest employer. They'll be gone unless we get our act together now. 52 after on a Monday. We'll be right back.
It's time to go in the huddle with Matt Shepard.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Well, the change has finally been made. Coach Matt Patricia and GM Bob Quinn are gone. Quinn had too many failed high draft picks and even more underwhelming free agent signings. Patricia had a losing record in each of his three seasons, went 13-29-1 overall, and blew 9 double-digit leads since 2018, most in the NFL. Remember, these men inherited a team that was 9-7, and they said it wasn't good enough. They were the smartest guys in the room who don't look so wise now. Here's the problem. President Rod Wood won't be part of the hiring of the new regime. Ownership says it will ask the league for guidance and may bring in a consulting firm. It did that years ago when it hired Quinn. There's a question. Why does a team president need a consulting firm? If ownership and its leaders can't do the hiring, shouldn't those also be replaced?